Put dolls in your washing machine, finest dolls you've ever seen. The good news now when you sing, C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Mather.
Yes, Trudy.
Don't you think you should go to bed? Try to get some sleep.
I couldn't sleep even if I went to bed, Trudy.
Don't you want a light on?
Mark.
You go back to bed, Trudy. Don't worry about me.
I'm all right.
You've been crying, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I only wish I could cry.
Do you mind if I stay here for a while with you?
It's past 3, Trudy. You'll have to get up in a few hours. You need your rest.
Well, I would like to talk for a while.
That is, if you don't mind, Maya. Of course not.
You didn't say much when you came from the hospital.
What was there to say? I told Papa and you there's been no change. Chucky's the same.
Well, doesn't Ross think that's at least a hopeful sign?
That's what he says, but he doesn't know. No one really knows. I realize I can't expect miracles. Everything that's humanly possible is being done for Chucky. It's out of any doctor's hands, Trudy. If only one didn't feel so helpless.
No.
All you can do is just sit and watch and wait.
Maida, I wanted to tell you how terrible I feel about the whole thing. I hope that whatever I've said in the past, well, I guess I never did realize just how much Chucky meant to you and means to you. Today I know.
Trudy, you couldn't have said anything nicer.
Just wish there was something I could do. Some way I could help.
Sitting with me as you are. Talking to me like a sister. A real sister. You're helping more than you can know.
That must be the hospital.
I'll answer
it. No.
No, I'll answer it. Maybe. Just maybe.
Did I detect a note of hope in Mather's voice? Yes, hope that the ringing of a telephone bell in the early hours of the morning might bring word of a change in Chucky's condition. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashes without red hands, the swing is back to Does.
Yes, white whitewashes without red hands. That's why I've gone back to Does.
How about you? If you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then just accept this challenge. Next wash day, try the one and only Does. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. only does of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean, and gets towels and linens so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. So make next wash day Does Day. See why women everywhere are saying,
for white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Please let me answer the phone.
No.
No, I'll answer it. Yes? Oh. That's quite all right, dear. No, no, I was up. Bill? Well, no, he isn't here. Of course, I'm telling the truth. When did he leave the house? Why? What about? Yes, if he should come by here, I'll have him phone you. All right, Bill. Goodbye. That's strange. Where could Bill be at this hour of the morning?
Almost anywhere, Meta.
Bill seemed terribly upset.
Well, this isn't the first time she's been upset.
What's wrong between Bill and Bill?
Meta, don't worry about Bill. He'll get home all right.
Judy, do you realize it's after 3?
Yes, I know. And it's high time you got some sleep.
I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
But I can't rest, Judy. Well, I'm going to have a glass of milk, and I think that would be better for you than coffee.
Perhaps you're right.
Well, then you sit down, and I'll get the milk. Oh, would you like some crackers or something to go with it?
No, the milk will be enough, thanks. Bill's concerned about Bill's job. I didn't tell either you or Papa that she was over to see me.
Bert? What did she expect you to do about Bill's job?
In her own way, and very pointedly, she told me that Ted and I should straighten out our difficulties. Not only for Chucky's sake, but for Bill's sake. After I made it very clear to her that nothing could make me change my mind about a divorce. Well, she had plenty to say. I finally told her to get out. Whatever has happened to Bill is pretty much her fault. Or don't you think so, Trudy?
I never could understand why Bill married a girl like Bert anyway. She's too ambitious. She wants so much. They're in debt over their heads. Bill doesn't know which way to turn as a result. He's been drinking. Nathan, you've got enough on your mind. And Bill's a grown man. He's married. I try to tell myself that he should be able to take care of himself, that the rest of us shouldn't have to worry about him. But, I do worry about him.
Trudy, perhaps if I had a talk with Bill... He used to listen to
no,
me, Trudy.
No, I don't think he'll listen to anyone today. He's just got to work something else out by himself.
Yes, but that doesn't sound like Bill. He's usually so reasonable. I could call him at the office tomorrow.
Don't phone him at the office, Nate.
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't do any good.
Why not?
He might not be in.
I'll leave word.
I wish Bert hadn't phoned tonight. I wish the whole subject of Bill hadn't been brought up.
He's our brother. Regardless of Bert, shouldn't we try to help Bill?
Maida, you... Well, I guess...
Trudy, what is it?
I didn't want to tell you. None of us did.
Tell me what?
But, maybe you have too much to worry
Trudy,
about.
Trudy, what is it?
Bill isn't with the agency. He's out of a job.
You mean Ted?
Yes.
After what happened to Chucky?
Well, he was fired before the accident.
Fired for what reason?
I don't know the reason. I suppose it's because I left him. Took Chucky with me. Was given temporary custody. Is that it, Trudy?
Well, that and a great deal more.
Maybe we didn't want you to know.
Ted White. Only a few days ago, we sat in the reception room at the hospital trying to be so very nice. Too nice. Poor Bill, I can just imagine how Ted made him feel. If he was only on a payroll. Just being given money, being used as a pawn, as a means to get to me.
Well, maybe it isn't only what Ted's done. It's what Bert's done, too. What he's still doing makes me still feel that he's a failure.
Ted White. I didn't think I was capable of hating him any more than I have. What's he done to me? To Chucky. To my family. He's tried to destroy us. All of us. Bill. Just an innocent bystander. Trudy, someday. Someday, Ted White is going to meet up with something that'll destroy him. Yes. Really destroy him.
Every gal who's washed day-wise buys her dug in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy-sized boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with dugs, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to dugs. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way does is made. Only does of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to does. Get a giant economy-sized box. You'll save money and always have plenty of does on the shelf. Bertha Bauer uses her own judgment and decides to at least attempt to talk to Ted White regarding her husband in the next episode of The Guiding Light, with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove.